This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Today in Brazil, friends and family members are mourning the more than 230 people killed in a weekend nightclub fire in the southern city of Santa Maria.
Investigators say the club was filled beyond capacity and the building was engulfed in smoke after a band's pyrotechnic display caught fire. Three men were arrested today, including two band members and the owner of the club.
The tragedy has shocked Brazil. President Dilma Rousseff cut short a summit in Chile to return home, and in this press conference, she strains to keep her composure, eventually breaking down into tears in front of reporters.
I would like to say that the population of our country and also the population of Santa Maria, at this time of sadness, we are together.
That's Brazil's President Dilma Rousseff speaking through an interpreter. Now, Massachusetts is home to the second largest Brazilian community in the United States. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff ventured into the community to gauge reaction to this tragic fire, and she joins us now. Hi there, Monica.
Hi, Meghna.
So where did you go and what did you hear?
I went to a cafe in Austin. The Austin-Brighton area has a very large population of Brazilians. And when speaking to many of them, I heard a lot of shock and sadness, but they were not surprised, honestly, because they say many clubs in Brazil don't have multiple exits or aren't well signed for the exits. Here's Gabriela Molinari. She says many of the laws are not followed in Brazil.
She
says people don't follow the rules. There are rules, but there's no consequence if you don't follow them. And there's always a way around them. It's called jeitinho brasileiro. I lived in Brazil a few years, and I know this well. It means they find a way around them. And unfortunately, the Brazilians I spoke with today felt like that had something to do with this tragedy.
Oh, interesting. Now, according to several news reports, security guards at the club allegedly prevented some of the club goers from leaving when the fire broke out because they had not paid their bills. Did you know anything about that?
Well, it's typical in bars and nightclubs in Brazil for people to run a tab. It's called a comanda, and they pay for it at the end of the night. They don't put down their credit cards like they do here in the United States. Credit cards just aren't used in the same way in Brazil. And several eyewitness accounts say that the bouncers at the one door that was unlocked wouldn't let people out because they were afraid they were running out on their bills. And it wasn't until they saw the fire that they let everyone out. That was a waste of crucial time.
Mm. Now, one of the reasons why this story has especially hit home, not only for the Brazilian community in Massachusetts, but it seems like everyone at large, is because right here in New England, we're home for two of the most famous deadly club fires in history. There's the Coconut Grove fire from long ago, and of course, the Station nightclub fire in Rhode Island about a decade ago. The similarities are striking in all three cases.
They are indeed striking. Indoor pyrotechnics started the fire in West Warwick in that club. The club was overcrowded, another similarity. I spoke with Dave Kane. His son was killed in that nightclub fire in Rhode Island 10 years ago, and he just had a heavy heart hearing about it happening again in Brazil.
I was disappointed in it, of course, but I wasn't surprised. You know, we have not learned our lesson. We have not learned that the people who are in charge of the safety of our nightclub goers and restaurant people and theater people just don't get it. They never did. They're not getting it now.
So, Monica, there is a beginning of the percolation of the thought that maybe this is a turning point in Brazil regarding regulations and fire safety. Did anyone that you speak with in the community today echo that or disagree with that?
No, they strongly felt like this is going to be a sea change. They feel like the entire country is in mourning and in shock. You heard how upset the president was of Brazil, and they hope that this leads to some real change. It'll certainly change the way Claudette Fabrecci will act when she returns to Brazil. She's a 23-year-old flight attendant. She goes back and forth. And she said it's going to make her behavior a lot different when she's back in Brazil.
It makes me think that I'm not safe back there and that I have to watch out for myself.
Well, that is from WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff, who spoke with members of Greater Boston's Brazilian community today to find out reaction to the tragic nightclub fire that happened in Santa Maria, Brazil. Monica, thank you so much.
You're welcome.